even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, Trashler Nation. We are back on the beach with another Batch Trash podcast. I am one of your hosts, Sarah Armour, and I'm with my lovely co-host of the Trashler Nation beat,
Casey Bunker. And we apologize for missing a beat last week. We had a little family emergency, but baby, we're back to it, giving you the news that you want. You definitely don't need it, but you'll want it.
You
and
want
that's
it.
What we're all about here on Space Trash Podcast.
It's just simply is. It's just what she said. Simply that. It's just giving you what you want, but don't need. And in fact, it's okay that we skipped last week, because even though we skipped an entire 4 hours of this show, we just watched another 4 hours. And either way, the conversation that we are now going to have would be exactly the same. Can you just speak to me quickly about what the actual fuck is going on in terms of, like, are they like manipulating time? It is always the full moon, but how in 8 hours of television, there's been no moonment, and the literal drama would be exactly the same at the end of last week that we missed and the end of right now.
Yeah, I think the thing is they've got everybody narrating everything all the time. Like, I was thinking about that. I was like, if they took out all the narrations, okay, it would take out a little bit of the buildup. You wouldn't get that really dramatic feeling, but you'd get a lot more actual action-packed drama. I'm sure there's other things going on, or at least even just like stupid, funny conversations. Like, I'd even rather listen to that than just like, you know, Genevieve's take, or no, not even Genevieve, but like Serene's take on like Genevieve Strummer or something like that. It's just like,
right.
Like, I don't know. It's not adding much. And I tend to watch, like, I'll watch Monday nights, like for a little bit on Monday, then finish it on Tuesday and then watch Tuesday. So it's like, no, I remember how we got here. You don't have to tell me again. And you don't need to beat me over the head with it. Like,
although
I'm
what
well
an
aware.
Interesting, what an interesting point though. Looking at the car to pass, we're going to do some audio. Can you hear the car or no?
No.
So it's ambiance, like we're at the beach or on the porch, but yeah, it's just sweltering hot in my house. I was telling Casey before, my dad took out all the air conditionings because he's a man, but you know, he didn't.
Because it's November, to be fair.
It's November, but it's global warming November. It was a very muggy, rainy day in New Jersey, and it is boiling. And we also live in like the downstairs of, and like, so that we have upstairs neighbors, and she's a kid, and like, I think she must have it. I think she must have the upstairs apartment like 1,000 degrees, because it is like, it's like there's all, every window is open. The house is stifling. So I don't,
God.
I don't
but
really
heat
know.
Rises too. So really it must be so, so hot up there.
It's dense. It's a dense, hot, hot house in the middle of November in eclipse season. We love to see it. But anyway, little ambiance here. If you hear crickets or cars, it's because we're doing an outdoorsy kind of show tonight, because it is paradise after all. And this is the paradise of North Jersey. So what you just said, though, is so smart. And what I'm realizing is perhaps with this new format, the producers are thinking in terms of like, they're going to turn this on and off. So we should always be like, as if it was like a last week on every time they come back from commercial, because there's a high likelihood that we might just tune out for an entire, like, you know, 16 hours and then come back on like our lunch break.
And you could, and if you're not podcasting about it, like, you could, and maybe you should, like, you know, we can fill you in on the in between, but you know, you could skip good chunks and just kind of keep your antenna up for once the drama hits. You get like a minute right. or two of that, and then we're talking about it for the rest of the time.
I mean, honestly, you can really just listen to the pod. Like, I actually think our sum
mostly just the pod, yeah,
are better than the actual show itself, at least at this point in the game, in the journey. But yeah, like actually last week when I knew that we weren't recording, I actually did use it as like a fall asleep too. So like I would watch like
gorgeous.
I would watch like 30 minutes and then turn it off and go to sleep. And it actually was sort of fun as like a popcorny, like almost like the whole thing in shorts, which is kind of, if you watch the YouTube replays, like the same kind of thing. But yeah, you're so right though. It's the reason that it's taking so freaking long is because there is so much. It's like we get everyone's point of view on everything, and nobody's yes. point of views are all that different.
Right. Cause they're all talking to each other the whole time.
Right.
So it's that's exactly it. So we don't need everybody's point of view. We just need ours.
Just
really.
Need Casey and Sarah's on the Space Trash podcast.
That's right. So I think the last time that we did talk, cause I don't want to go over like both weeks and all freaking, what is it? 16 hours, 8 hours, 16,
eight long hours. But the thing is, like, both episodes kind of were about the same thing, which was like the triangulation moment. Like, this was a lot yeah. of like love triangles brought to the beach. And there were two, I think, that carried us through into this episode that are particularly curious to me. So like, I am interested in discussing the Rodney, Eliza, Justin.
Definitely. Yes.
And the other love triangle that we had was Victoria, Alex, and Johnny, which if we have time for, we can talk about it. But like, you know,
it wasn't as juicy. Like, I think she really like played, like didn't let it get to the dramatic portions. Like Victoria has won me over a little bit in that she is this is not her first rodeo. She has been through this before. She really tried to avoid Alex as much as possible. He got in there a little bit because they were hanging out in the same house for forever. Like, and then she still said, you know what? I want to go with Johnny. So like, that was like as good as any love triangle probably could go on the show.
Yeah.
And very interesting. And, but like, yeah, I think she just made a choice and it's fine. Whereas the miscommunication and the games and the whole thing with Eliza and Rodney, and then we also see
right
Kate and Logan do a similar dance later in the episode,
right? And so if anybody didn't watch what we are discussing here, that both Kate and Eliza did is that they went opposite of fantasy suite nightmares, and they were like, okay, I'll accept the challenge that everyone knows is what the show is. And when these guys act confident and cool and let me make my own decisions, I'm going to hold it against them. I want you to actually tell me not to do stuff. So they might, is that right? Like they yes, both were yes. upset that the person that they were dating for all, you know, all of last night and committed to, like, maybe there's a marriage at the end of this. Then the next day, somebody came down to the beach and asked them on a date. And instead of saying yes or no, based on what they actually were interested in, because we're here looking for love, right?
So new guys came and they asked the girls, Eliza and Kate. Yeah. Just to be clear, they weren't asking their guy counterparts. It was right. guys asking them. So Eliza and Kate went both to their counterparts. It was just a couple, you know, probably a day between the two of them, and said, I got asked on the date. Do you think I should go? The guy says, I mean, you can go. I want you to, you know, be open and I want you to pick me because I'm me and not because you felt guilty or pity or something. Like you
were saying all the right things. Like yeah. I was actually impressed. Like Logan's like, look, I've had my fair share of dates on the beach and I choose you, Pikachu. And she was like, Pika boo boo, you're not gonna fight for me on this beach. And it's like, okay. And like yeah. It's like, okay, but like, also we saw him ask her on the date. She was like, okay, but just wait 1 second. And so it's like,
exactly.
She said, okay, like a dog seeing their owner come home, like, oh, hi, yeah, I want to go out with that. And like,
and Eliza and, similarly like made a pit stop at the confessional and was like, I love that two guys are fighting over me. I'm going to play this to my advantage. And then went and like turned it around on Rodney and was like, well, you should be fighting for me. Like same exact thing, which is just like, in the wise words of the sage Taylor Swift, if you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Ooh. Because both
a of fake girls, engagement for everybody.
Yeah, like both of these girls were like, oh, I'm gonna play a game and I'm going to, what would they say? I'm going to test him. But like, that's not what love is. No, like, literally, you can't be testing.
It's like the number one rule.
Yeah, like
on trust. What planet? I know that you have at least enough older women in your life who have made it crystal clear that, like, I just can't imagine that being any sage older advice, or that even being like from watching the show. How could you watch this show and think that the move is to trick the guys? But here's what I'm thinking, though. Here's the thing. I low-key sort of think they're both lying.
Yeah. I think, or like they don't even realize they're lying either, but they just want to have it both ways. They want to go on the date and look like the victim.
Like, I was ready to reach into my television and Eliza went from my number one on the beach to like, you need to go back to like kindergarten, kiddo. Like the fact that she like said yes to Justin, first of all the things that she said to Justin on that date, which was like, I don't want any space, like stay on top of me, and like you coming back for me is so, he didn't come back for you, Eliza. They're all in Mexico and stacked in the hotel. They're looking for storylines, right? Here you were on his list. The producer said, hey Justin, you want to go back and
he
Eliza?
Was on her list too. The producers know that.
Of course they know that. It wasn't like he was like, you guys, let me go back. I must meet Eliza. It's like they're making a TV show, Eliza. Like, I don't know. Like, I know you didn't get that much airtime on the Clayton season, but you, I'm sure at least watched the Fantasy Suite debacle where the whole thing was like, you know, people got to do what they got to do.
Right.
And like you can't hold and like if you're going to hold something against someone, you tell them in advance.
Yeah. And that's what was annoying too, because she was like, he like isn't just telling me the truth of how he feels. Like, I wanted him to tell me that he didn't want me to go. And it's like, well, you also weren't telling the truth, which was that you wanted to go on the
pretending. Right.
Yeah, wow, like that you didn't want to go on the date.
Like you would expect you were going to set somebody up to do the opposite of what the show actually is for.
Yeah. Like, whereas if he did say, no, don't go on that, you can't go on that date. Like, then he would be not, then it would be like, well, why did you come on the show? Like,
right. It would be like, what do you think is going on here, man? That's the whole point. It's actually like dating.
Yeah, like you're dead.
And also, like, who are you? Who are you to tell our girls? Like, that's why, even not even to go there again, because it is not worth it. But like, I won't even say that to Gabby and Rachel's season. Let's be clear. The only reason that there weren't multiple fuck fests is because the girls got dumped first, but they were down.
Right, exactly. Like, it's a double standard for sure on this show, like a lot. And it did make like you said, Eliza was a charmer, sweet. Like, I don't know if anyone would have an issue with her going into this, but she came out just looking very immature and just like too immature for Rodney is how it came out looking. Like, I don't know if maybe she'll turn it around, or I mean, it does seem like she's younger than him. But he just comes out looking like the good guy completely. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Like, okay, sure. Now she has Justin. Now she won this little fake battle that she's having because Rodney's just like dumbfounded and none of it makes any sense. But she lost Rodney, who's actually like a great guy.
Well, let me be clear. I don't think that she lost Rodney. And I think we can look at the charts in a mo, but I think when it comes down to it, like, she lost her damn self. She lost her damn self. And now we're having this dumbass conversation just because she had like some moment in her head where she was like, okay, wouldn't it be fucking amazing if two guys loved me so much? And like, it's like she's dying for that to be the storyline. I think because she was sort of a no rose, like she really didn't have any,
right? She didn't go far. Yeah.
You know? And like, I get that feeling. And I get what she's saying, where she's like, I want to feel really chosen. It's like, first of all, Rodney was absolutely clear.
Yeah.
There was no part.
And he chose you over Lace.
Well, that's sort of an immediately easy one, but it's like, yeah, he literally broke up with someone for you on the spot, like on the date. Like he was like, he was in Fianceville so fast. Like he this bitch was talking about, he met his wife on the beach already. And it's like, you want to manipulate someone into behaving like they're less secure than they are. What?
Right. Huh? Yeah. It's crazy.
She's like, I would want you to be fighting for me. It's like, really?
Robbing me of my own free will.
Right. It's like, oh, tell me I can't have abortion too while we're at it. Like literally my right to choose who I go on a date with is my right. Like to be like, well, I wanted to, let's like put this in the context of abortion just real quick. That's like, okay, maybe like, that's like maybe like, Casey, guess what? Like, you're my husband. And I'm like, I'm pregnant. And you're like, oh, wow. And then we like have the baby. This analogy might be going downhill fast, but it's like, then we have the baby and then the baby's five and she's fucking, you know, throwing cream spinach all over the walls. And she, you know, she's being a baby. She's annoying. We're regretting this worse than a puppy, harder work than a puppy. And we're fighting about it. And you're like, well, look, we had that talk like months before you got pregnant that we weren't ready to have kids yet, you know? And it's like, that's like, if I was like, Casey, this is your fault. You're the one who didn't stop me from aborting our baby. Like when I got pregnant. And it's like, what? It's like, you got pregnant. And like, you wanted me to say like abort the baby. And it's like, I was testing you to see if you would say the right thing, which is that we're not ready to have a baby. And it's like, yo, this analogy is convoluted, but so is the situation where it's like, why are you creating a situation where someone would need to like go against the respectful thing to do on the show just for your little baby ego? And they were supposed to know that. She's like, I asked you if I could, and like within 30 seconds it would have been donezo. It's like, well, if anything, Ronnie, that does tell you what kind of wife she's going to be. She is literally the ultimate sub. Like she is just looking for a dommy daddy to, you know, tell her she's a good girl,
which is not Rodney, in fairness. I don't think that would be Justin either. Like,
I think it could be Rodney, we remember, we'll look at his charts, but he has a lot of cardinal energy. He did have some Capricorn energy. Yeah. I think he's just like a really nice guy. So like, he wouldn't expect, like, I don't think he's necessarily going to like take her to, like, I don't think he has a sex dungeon, but I do think he probably has no problem being Addie, this is my wifey. And like, I make the plans. Like I could see him doing that. Whose season was he on?
Michelle's. But then there's also like, so what's interesting is the whole beach seems to be talking about this. And then Kate seems to do the exact same thing when Hayden comes around. So it's like, I guess she didn't hear about
it. Kate actually double timed both of them with bizarre lead astrays in certain directions. Like she literally said to Hayden, I actually want to say like low key long term, the best match here is Hayden on Hayden and Pizza Peter, because they truly have like singular focus.
Right.
They both only have this one thing that they talk about.
That they can't stop talking about.
Pretty wild for Hayden to throw in that he spent six figures to add a year more to his dog's life, which is like, okay, so that's sort of a piece of info. He actually might be here for the right reasons, because the dude does not need the sponsorship money. This guy's loaded. Wait, what does he do?
Or he really does need the sponsorship money, because it's weird to add a year onto your dog's life and then spend like 6 weeks of it, let's say, potentially less, on a TV show.
Wait, that's crazy.
He may have bitten off more than he could chew, and now he's got to pay back those bills. We don't know. That's why I wish Kate would have just asked him in that moment, like, could you afford that? Did you take out loans? Because here's the other thing.
Wait, I had like a way more twisted up conspiracy theory ready to share with you, but I actually think I can stop now. This is not going to go QAnon beach. I think you're right. Like, I think he's there because he needs to be sponsored by Petco.
like, that's what I was kind of thinking, because I was like, why is he bringing this up? And it seemed like so out of nowhere. And I was like, I feel like he's trying to say, this is why I'm here on the show. So like, I don't really mind how this date goes. It's fine. I'm just trying to get more like dog cancer sponsorship. So like, he's honed his brand now to be specific.
He also confirmed real, oh my God, wait, sorry. Let me not interrupt you. You're so right. But I just want to say real quick, we did confirm that he was fucking wasted when he was like, my girlfriend's predator. He literally said, I don't remember. And I do believe him. I mean, we saw it on the replay, but I would get, if I were him, not watching.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like he could be like, I don't remember, but I saw myself say that on TV. So I guess it happened. Or maybe they didn't watch it back yet. I don't know, because this was going on when their season was just wrapped up, I think, maybe even not airing yet. So it's debatable, but I think that's a little bit convenient.
Also, side note, and then I want you to tell your whole theory, but I just looked it up just out of curiosity. His job is leisure executive. Not sure. Like a travel agent, maybe? Or like he works at hotels and hospitals? What's a leisure? I think I might be a leisure executive.
You might.
I think I'm, and I'll tell you right now, I do have six figures, but it's a bunch of change. It's like, I have like, at my best, I have -$100.52. And that's actually still only five figures. So yeah, I don't even know if I have six figures, negative or positive, but I am a leisure executive, and I cannot promise that this is where the bucks are made.
A leisure executive. That's fascinating. Yeah. We do need to dive deeper into that. What I was going to say is that I just think that he now maybe could be really successful on Instagram because he has a very specific brand going. It's dog, it's golden retriever, it's maybe sick dog. I mean, it's maybe these surgeries. Maybe he's selling medical equipment for vets. I don't know.
Well, or he's selling, I mean, I'll tell you what I know from working in the business. This is actually the opposite. Let me take it back. Doggy daycare is also a leisure executive position.
Oh.
And I will tell you that there are dog psychiatrists. There are, my mother actually rebranded as it's not a doggy daycare, it's a dog socialization club. So like, I also think there's a bunch of like probably startup money, niche market money in like doggy treatments, like doggy, not just the vet, like doggy specialists or doggy.
Yeah.
Even if we then go the other way too with it, like, okay, we know that Barbara Streisand cloned her dogs. Like maybe this is actually the beginning of Rambo's 2.0.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be. Okay. I think we need to move on actually. And so let's look at somebody's chart.
Okay. So let me share my screen.
We definitely want to get into Eliza and Rodney with maybe Justin. Some point.
Let's start with just Eliza. Cause I don't think, have we done Eliza's chart yet?
I don't think so.
So let's just check her out. Like first and foremost, what the actual heck is going on here?
Okay.
Okay. So we do need times here because, and we can debate it, but it goes one of two ways. Either Eliza is, if Eliza was born before noon, and I do believe that she was born in Berlin, Germany. So Eliza, Germany, Eliza, that's sort of shocking, but LOL. She, if she was born after noon, literally 12 PM, she would be a Taurus moon. If she was born in the morning before noon, she would be an Aries moon. What do we think?
Ooh. I think more of a Taurus.
I'm getting Taurus vibes too. And because that would mean that she is a Taurus new moon, her Mercury is conjunct her sun exactly at 24 degrees Taurus. Her moon, if it's in Taurus, is very closely exactly conjunct, but it's close, it would be close to her early degree Mars in Taurus, and that would explain why she is like accidentally creating extra work to get other people to make her feel comfortable instead of just like right, like if she was an Aries moon, she might be a little bit more like abrasive. Straightforward with
it. Yeah, straightforward, abrasive, like, and just be like,
yeah, like her dying to feel safe actually makes sense to me as a like everything Taurus, especially because while they were shooting this and now we're coming right up, everybody come to the Zoom manual on November 8th, election day. We'll talk all about it. But yeah, it's kind of wild. The next Taurus eclipse. But it's like this whole year for her is a massive learning experience. She is super young. Her Saturn is in Aries. So really her learning how to like advocate for herself, stand up for herself, like be her own person.
I don't even think we've had, have we even ever had an Aries Saturn?
She might be our youngest so far. And then we got some like baby twins. But yeah, like I think she might, right. Cause
how
most
old is
of
she?
The, well, you know, let's see math. 1996. Oh my God, that's ridiculous. 96. So she's 10 years younger than me. So she's 26. Okay. So that's like, I guess,
oh, okay. We've
I guess that's
had,
sort of how old they
probably
are.
Had
yeah.
someone.
But yeah. most of them are in the Pisces, Saturn range. But okay. I feel like Taurus, all this Taurus makes sense to her and for her. And like, this would be when the eclipses are happening, kind of like getting her to look in the direction of like, actually, Eliza, like, are you getting your needs met? Is this the safest way to go about feeling secure? And, you know, cause, and then it's interesting too, because then after that, the eclipse cycle will be in Libra and Aries, but she'll be having a nodal reversal personally. So this is actually bringing up a lot of karmic, like past life karmic stuff that she is being asked to remember before her actual Saturn return about what it actually means to be safe. And if we take a look, her North Node in Libra is conjunct her Chiron. So there is an old timey marriage wound from another life where she has done relationship like wrong in the past, been hurt. The reason that she's so insecure, even though she's like by far the most beautiful and sought after on this beach, is because she has a distinct memory where her identity, her safety, her being chosen may not have been the case. And that's why that Saturn South Node in Aries, it's like she's sort of like remembering that, like, unless she chooses herself, like it's possible that no one's going to choose her. But it's like, okay, but actually what you did is not choose yourself. And now you've confused the whole beach. And it's like, literally, I wish this was a video. I want to do like cut to Justin's face. The only thing Justin is known for is making like funny faces with his like Frida Kahlo brows. Like he's not really like, he doesn't really bring that much to the table.
Right. He kind of like mopes around and like scowls and like that. Like, yeah, exactly.
Just like not that interesting. He's sort of a low impact player here. Whereas like Rodney, not only is Rodney a high impact player, right? He was Michelle. He got it super far. He is clearly the beach brother. Like I have never
held
seen
in high esteem by everyone.
God. He's mayor of the beach. No, yeah. Of course. But like, he literally is like, I've never seen a reception like across the board. Everyone just being like, Rodney's the greatest guy we've ever known. Like every single one of them was like, this is a no brainer. You dumb dumb. Like, yeah. She's like, they're like, and but it's true though. It's like, whatever. I'll look up with Justin. Rodney was in the NFL like last year. Like Rodney is a real deal professional football player. Like,
and
he
like
seems kind
too.
And
like,
right.
He's it doesn't like, seem to have gone to his head. Like
he's like the really one of the only people here that is like an absolute catch and a half.
Yeah, not like the Austrian National Football League, but like the right. American
he
National
was,
Football
he
League.
He played in America, I believe. I will confirm. But like,
right. Who knows for sure?
It's just that Andrew specifically was a footballer in Vienna. So I will have to find out what is what. But really, it's like he is a hot, ready for love. I don't know. I couldn't like him more. And like, I don't know what the fucking problem is.
Okay, give us the chart. We gotta
okay,
keep
so,
moving.
Oh, right, that's right. Oh my God, yes. Okay, so basically, okay, Eliza with all this Taurus, I mean, hypothetically, it could be compatible with Rodney's Moon North Node. I mean, she actually is kind of calling him into his purpose. North Node conjunct his Moon, conjunct his Athena strategy in Capricorn. Like she's kind of like, take the lead. Like, tell me what to do. Like, be the public face of us. But it's interesting. His sun is like exactly conjunct her Saturn. So either this relationship is going to be really, really serious and like very binding, or this relationship is going to be shining a light on some lessons that our girl still needs to learn. And I think we're seeing it happen right before our eyes.
And what
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's her sun sign, actually? I don't know if
Taurus.
I caught that.
Taurus sun, Taurus moon, we think.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Now, just for shits and giggles, let's take a look at, what's his name? Justin. I don't even remember his name. We've been fucking doing his face. Justin in comparison. Okay, Justin is a Gemini sun. He is an Aries moon. So, you know, well, let's see though. How late to degree? Yeah, it's pretty much definitely an Aries moon. Okay, I take it back. He is a Gemini sun Leo moon. Ooh. Which, if she has a Aries moon, maybe this could work, but I do not think she has an Aries moon. I think she has a Taurus moon, and I do not think these two are compatible.
Okay.
So she is just fucking herself up. I do think this is the lesson that she's needing to learn, because honestly, Rodney does not deserve a fucking game-playing tester bester. Like, that's just not even the move. Like, it's just it's actually a turn off for her to act like that. And the same goes for Kate. Can we take a look at Kate as
well?
Yeah,
let's take a look at Kate. I'm also curious if, like, she has similarities with Eliza, like, just because.
Yeah, right.
I mean we haven't seen as much of Eliza as we have of Kate. Kate is a very odd, very interesting character.
She really is.
But they did pull the exact same stunt.
Well, now this is interesting. Now, Justin and Kate may, although not really. Okay, now oh my God, Casey, genius shit. First of all, you're so fucking right. What do they have in common? They're sons. They are both Taurus sons. So really
OMG.
What they are after is security. Like, they want to feel on an ego level that they are secure. Now, we have Kate's moon, unless she was born like super late in the day, maybe it'll be Virgo, but I do not think so. I think absolutely makes perfect sense for her moon to be in Leo. Mm-hmm. So she's a Taurus sun, Leo moon. She actually is dead serious when she's like, if Hayden has money, I am sort of interested.
Right. How funny was that preview? Oh,
but at least it was honest. I mean, like, that actually, like, but I think you're right. I think your theory is right. I was going to say that the dog already died and he's just there because that's like the only thing about his personality.
No, but I think he would have used that to his person, like, use that to his advantage and be like, my dog's gone and be
I also just realized my computer is literally about to die. Let me go get my plug. Will you tell the people what they missed real quick while I plug my computer in?
Okay. Perf. So Hayden was from Gabby. He was from Gabby and Rachel's season. He ended up being one of Rachel's guys, but he insulted Gabby before that. And he also kind of said that neither one of them was as hot as his ex-girlfriend, which is a weird flex. I don't think I've ever, like, just really brazenly compared the person I'm currently dating, like, to an ex like that, but it's an interesting play. I don't know. I don't think it really probably bodes well, because an ex is an ex for a reason. But he comes on the beach and he pulls Kate, and she just, well, first she tells him, listen, you got to just go for it. This is paradise. Shoot your shot. You got to shoot your shot. So then he just asks her, she goes for it immediately. Bye, Logan. Like, I don't even know if she said bye. She was just like, acted as if they were nothing. She's a little like grossed out by Hayden on the date. Like, she's like, he's very into his dog. Oh my God. What was also so funny was when Shanae was just like, I like dogs, but like, he's obsessed with his dog. And like, it's just annoying. To be honest, and like, I don't know a lot of people that would actually say that out loud, which I kind of love, because when someone's just too into their pet, like, you can't get you can't get in there. Like you can't get between the two. So that was funny when Shanae said that, but Kate goes on the date, realizes he's obsessed with a dog. He tells her he spent six figures prolonging the dog's life for about a year or so.
And she becomes obsessed with the dog too, all of a sudden. Right.
Yeah. Suddenly she loves Rambo. No, but she's not obsessed yet, but, before I said that as soon as he asked her, she just left Logan, but she obviously went to Logan and wanted him to tell her not to go, played the whole thing and said, what is a relationship if it's not being tested?
I mean, that is like, that's just demented. And like, I mean, again, like North Node currently in Taurus, like our financial systems, she's getting a hard lesson in what it actually means to be secure, what is actually valuable, what is actually worthy, and how you actually create assets in relationships and not actually become a liability because you're too high risk and you're just testing the market.
And from what we've seen of her so far, like she's a bit of a liability.
She really is. I mean, I do think that she got no airtime on Clayton season. She picked a fight with Shanae specific. Like she's the one that was like, the only thing we know about Kate before this is that she was like, Shanae, did somebody lock you in the closet? And it's like
at the, after the final rose, right? Like she was like the person who you never heard from during the season who goes on after the final rose and like gives it their best shot. And it's like kind of pathetic.
And now I just want to be like, okay, but Kate, like were you locked in the closet? Why do you need so much attention?
Right. And the other thing, the one thing about her is she has a perfect part in her hair. Like it is shocking.
Yeah, she actually does. Although I mean, this is my personal, like whether she's crazy or not, like if I had to choose, like I find Shanae actually more physically appealing. There's something about Kate.
Yeah.
The whole thing, even though she is obviously like a pretty girl, there's something about her that is so, you know what it is? It's like the disappointment when you think you've met like sort of a trustworthy, reliable narrator. And then you realize like, oh, like you fooled me. This is like sort of how I feel because again, similar to Rodney and Elisa, the whole thing with like Logan also broke up with someone in front of you for you. Is that not enough? You also broke up with someone in front of them for Logan. Now some rando comes down to the beach. You and Logan have been canoodling being like, this is actually the most electric connection I've ever felt. Like, this is so crazy. It's beyond paradise. Let's leave now. Like, how did we find each other? And now she's like, even if that is true, why would you test him? Like, what are we, this whole idea of testing, the Taurans need to know that this is the big lesson of this eclipse cycle. Like, you're not actually South Node Scorpio safer, like doing sneaky shit behind the scenes to try to find out if you're safe.
Right.
You actually embody safety and honesty and reliability, all the things that Taurus is really, knowing your own worth, being genuinely secure. And that's actually how you get the validation that you're looking for. You don't like set a mouse trap.
Set
a mouse trap to find out if your husband's eating the cheese or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. It's again, bad analogy, but it's like, it's just like, what a like backwards way. Because then also they both were a little bit like, are you guys kidding me? Because they were both like, we just wanted them to like actually fight for us. Like we want to feel chosen. And it's like, okay, but what else could they have done? Like other than just respect both, you, they've been totally clear about how
in both situations
they
literally already chose you over an actual other human female,
right?
Like that they were interested in. Like they
people
already
have been
chose
hurt
you.
For you.
Yeah, like you wanted more airtime. Like shut up. Come
but
on.
I don't think, see, the difference is, I think specifically Kate is here. She didn't get a shot on.
She wanted more airtime.
She wanted airtime.
Oh my God, neither one of them got a shot.
Wow. Well, the Taurans have been overlooked until now. North Node and Taurus. We must pay attention.
Can you do Kate's chart a little bit more? Because I think once you dipped out to Yes. Go back. So it's Leo. She's a Leo moon.
She's a Leo moon conjunct. I'm just pulling up Hayden while I'm talking to you, but she's a Leo moon conjunct her asteroid Juno. So she really is looking for a partner that is like, she isn't lying that she wanted him to like, that actually is what she likes. She wants a drama. She wants to be married to the spotlight, married to drama. I think even more than her, like wanting to be chosen, she, even if she doesn't know that this is what she's doing, because you have to remember, for all the Leos, Saturn this whole time has been opposing their moon, giving them lessons from the like, who the fuck do you think you are, Leos? Like, either you Gabby it and you fucking crush, knock them out of the park with your actual freaking talent on Dancing with the Stars, or you get a little body check by Saturn that's like, you're doing what to get what? And like, you're making what into a fight and you're making what? So it's like, I think that what she doesn't realize that she's doing is that she is actually, she's not testing him in terms of like, are you going to fight for me? She's testing him in terms of like, this is my personality. Like, are you down for this chaos? Like, will you fight to be with me? Isn't just what she did in this case. It might be what she does.
Yeah. And the other thing is like, when you said earlier that like Shanae now seems like more sane and more attractive than Kate, we also have like seen a lot more of Shanae. Like, we've come to love Shanae. Perhaps we would get there with Kate too. It becomes a bit of a roller coaster because you're like, oh, this person's kind of good looking and normal. And then you're like, oh, she's batshit crazy. And then you're like, I love this crazy. Depending on the person, would we get there with Kate? Or is she just an enigma wrapped in a riddle and we're a little bit confused? And that's the lingering feeling. It's hard to say. So tell us about Hayden's chart.
Okay, so let's take a look at Hayden. I actually got stuck in trying to spell Savannah. Can you spell Savannah for me?
Savannah. Savannah. Savannah.
What are they saying? Spelling like you passed. Passed.
I don't know. I don't really
good watch. Job. Good job, speller. You've advanced. Good. You won the test.
Okay. Oh, that's so nice and official. Feels great.
I'll work on it. I'll watch some spelling bees before next time. But okay, let's take a look at Hayd Boy. Okay, so Hayd Boy. Hayd Rude Boy Boy. December 21st, the day of his birth, is this year, 1992, the first day of Capricorn season. So he is a sun in Capricorn at 0 degrees and a 2 degree Sagittarius moon. I mean, I guess because it's such a low degree, it is possible that if he were born like super early in the morning, like if he was born at like, you know, midnight 05 a.m. or whatever, it's possible, I guess, that he could be a late degree Scorpio moon, which would sort of make sense with his like obsession with his dog's death.
And his
like desire to hold on to the dog. So I actually think, let's just double test that theory real quick. Let's just see if we go like midnight instead of noon, does it change his moon? Yes. So if he was born like between like, I mean, we can now like go through it, but it's like, if he was born like early in the morning, he would be a late degree moon conjunct Pluto in Scorpio. Either way. Oh no, but look at that. If he was born super early in the morning, he also would be a Sag sun at 29 degrees. So this is sort of too close to call. He is born when we're talking about cusp energy. Now, no one is a cusp. He's not a cusp, but this is where the times become really important because there, unless we could at least distinguish morning or night, like if he was born at noon or later, he's a Capricorn. If he was born before noon, he's a Sagittarius because the actual sun signs are related. So like, yeah, if you're just into like reading your horoscope and Susan Miller or whatever, then you could be like, I'm a cusp. But if you actually are working with an astrologer or just looking up your shit, you're not a cusp. There's a distinct energy difference. You are on the cusp, meaning like I have a neighbor, like I'm on the cusp of my neighbor's house, but like my house is my house. And in 29 degree sun has a totally different energy and karmic storyline than a 0 degree Capricorn sun. So I don't know. I get the sense that he, oh, I don't know. I mean, if you were going to guess, but then we shouldn't really waste any time on it because like there's kind of no way to know. Right. But like my guess would be Pluto moon Scorpio, just because his whole storyline has been about death.
Right. Yes. Yes, that is
and then,
true.
And then if he is a 29 degree Sagittarius sun, it would just be satisfying because then he and Logan have the same sun signs. And then it's like, wow, she really is a type, you know? But yeah. The other reason that it would sort of make sense for me, like one versus the other, is that 29 degree Sag sun is like, it's like Sagittarius is like the truth. But by the time you get to 29 degrees Sag sun, you're also like a little bit like just fried. Like you want to be like, okay, whatever I said, now let's just like go to Capricorn and create some structure around it. So he's yeah. like
that's what I am too, right? 29 degrees Sag.
Yeah, you're like sun. A late what day, you're that's like you're like what's your birthday? 22nd? Oh, the 20th, right? So it's same vibe, right. Yeah. So like you're Molly is a Capricorn, you're a Sag, but you're not like a young Sag that's like wants to fight to be right. You're an old Sag with a Gemini moon. So you're like a wise elder who still is down to talk to the kids about what's going on the radio. But like, you know, so I think in this case, I could see, yeah, you and Hayden have birthday twins. I could see Hayden being a late degree Sag son and just being like, yo, I'm coming on here with a distinct mission. I'm going to get branding from some kind of a pet care company because the travel business actually is not going to cover my dog's death expenses. And right. That's that. Like, I sort of don't see him or you really. Like, you're both really not Capricorns.
Right.
Rodney, a Capricorn. Rodney, even this moon, Rodney, yes. A Capricorn moon. He's like, here's how we come correct.
Yeah, exactly. I can see it too. I'm trying to think or what else we know of Hayden, like him just coming out and being like, I don't think a Capricorn would necessarily say to Gabby that she was rough around the edges. I think a Sag. Right,
way more Sag. Yeah. Way more Sag.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think of like, would that have anything to do with like a Scorp moon or a Sag? Well, because if he's not a Sag sun, he's a Sag moon. So either way,
that's so interesting. Right. Either yeah. he is a Sag, either he's a Capricorn Sag, which doesn't really ring true to me, or he's a Sag Scorpio,
that rings
yeah. way more true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely does. Cause he's like, I don't know, kind of mischievous in that way.
Quite mischievous. And he's honestly like sticking to his story and like will not. Yeah. He's like, I don't remember. It's like, we saw the tape. Like,
yeah.
But even if he was trying to say like I was in a blackout, it's like at least say like, okay, like I was wrong. Like a Capricorn would want it on record if something was broadcast that Molly and I address every bad review.
I know you guys are so weird.
We literally do so much housekeeping because Capricorns give a shit about status. Like we do housekeeping. Like I had to literally tell everyone that Tristan Thompson did not actually Marley Matlin, the iconic deaf actress from Coda, you know, like because it was Marley Nichols or whatever, right? But it's like, we said it wrong, we're gonna correct it. Like, we don't want you to think that we got it wrong, right? So like, unless we're clearly joking. Whereas like Sag is like, look, I said it, I meant it, the energy is what it is, like next, don't I'm not wrong.
Yeah, exactly, that's it.
And so moving I feel on. Like that's really where like Hayden, yeah, I think we actually just did some what is the word? Chart rectification here on Space Trash Podcast.
Now, we can't not confirm. We don't. It. We just figured it out.
We just like, yeah, we made some educated guesses and we cannot wait to find out that we're right.
We excavated it.
We excavated it.
Excavation.
We're chart teologists.
Yes, we are. Wow. It wouldn't be an episode of Trash Lorette if we didn't make up a new word.
I know. Obviously. I do think maybe like end of year we should have like a Trash Lore Nation dictionary or something. Like that could be like a for the Patreon. Like if you really want to follow up with the episodes, anytime you listen to the Trash Cast, here's some words you're gonna hear.
Yeah.
Nartastic, nartuitive.
Chartkeologists.
And what's the other one that we always say? Oh, if whatever you avoid, you avoids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Obviously.
Don't catch them, avoid it. Okay, so anyway, Mirian. Okay, now the other thing that
So one thing. If he is, as we say, Sag Sun, Scorp Moon, he would be kind of, he is kind of compatible with Kate because she's Taurus Sun, Leo Moon. But if he's Sag Sun, Scorp Moon, we get that nice checkerboard effect like we were talking about last week.
Which you also get with Logan, though, too.
Ah.
Because Logan is a Earth Moon, Virgo Moon, Sag Sun.
Sag Sun.
So that's sort of an interesting, she is sort of right on, like, okay, this could work, but here's the thing. Let's talk about the Virgo energy for a sec, because we saw two very different Virgo performances from two of our male leads, right? So Virgo performance number one was Logan, who like did the congenial right thing, even though it hurt his feelings. And as a moon in Virgo, he wouldn't have like picked a fight with her for no reason, because it wouldn't have been like the right thing to do. He thought about it. He said, you have not had the opportunity. I'm going to choose to be in my confidence. I am a Sag sun after all, like, and it's not a 0 degrees, you know? And it's like, I'm going to sort of be a martyr here and let you do your thing. And then he got in trouble for it, but it was actually like the respectful thing to do. Now, the other big Virgo energy on the beach this week was Aaron, who,
yes,
I remember correctly, is a Virgo. Is he a Virgo sun or Virgo? I think Virgo sun. Let's check. Here we go. Aaron. I believe Aaron is a Virgo sun. So it's like, okay, yeah. So Aaron is a Virgo sun with, again, he's on the edge. He's either an Aquarius moon or a Pisces moon. After this episode, I might have said Aquarius moon before. After this episode, I might say Pisces moon.
Right. That's
what, actually, I don't know.
But he did kind of want some space this episode.
I was going to say he was really, I mean, he was, yeah, you know what? I take it back.
It's Aquarius, because if he was a Pisces moon, he'd be all about her feelings.
Yeah.
Like, and he's doing a good job of like respecting them, but he's not just like giving into them and going there and going for it like a Pisces moon would.
He actually is such an Aquarius moon that he was literally ready to let her leave the beach before actually like one pretending to care. What was happening for him? Okay, so sun in Virgo, moon in Aquarius, he was like stuck on this like, I literally did nothing wrong. Like, the minute that she came to him with any kind of feeling or any kind of request, he immediately went into I need space mode. But instead of saying that, he just like made it, you know, he still thinks he's on brocation with James, even though James isn't here. He's making everybody as James. And he wants to go on the beach. He does want to be here on sort of like a frat boy adult trip, which has been his persona the whole time. It is who he is. And he also is like a fairly confident, like he doesn't, I get the sense that not only does he not really take her feelings that seriously, but I also think he doesn't even care to understand what she's saying, because he's like, I'm not wrong and don't bother me with your feelings. Like, I'm here at the beach.
Well, yeah.
I don't think he understood until the very, very end, because she was like, okay, I'm not going to leave. But like, the reason I'm so upset is because I was trying to just get a little bit of your time to tell you I'm falling in love with you. And he was like, my bad.
Yeah. It was a little difficult to decipher, because like, I was kind of on his side where it's just like, you didn't say, hey, I want alone time with you. So how are you going to come at me?
I was totally on his side. This is classic Genevieve, classic Gemini sun, Scorpio moon shit, where it's like, you're not feeling as intensely as me.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's like, and then she says to her friend later, like, I kept asking him if he wanted to go to the pool. It's like, okay, well, you weren't saying like, hey, you and me alone, like, can we go talk? Which obviously would have denoted like, this is more serious. I want to talk to you. Like,
similar to the testers from before, this is another case where it's like, why don't you actually just say what you mean? Like, literally thinking that, do you want to go to the pool is any different than saying, do you want to go to the bar? If somebody doesn't want to go in the pool with you at that moment, the answer is going to be no. And it has nothing to do with whether they want to have a one-on-one private conversation with you or not. They don't want to go to the pool.
Exactly. And then I'm so curious about what he said, like at the end, which just like broke my heart, where it was just like, I've been through stuff in my life where like, I'm just having such a great time at the beach with my friends and you. And it's just like, yeah, like that's what we're talking about. Like just someone freaking enjoys the ride that this trip is. It's not all drama. It's not all chaos. So they're kind of, it's nice that they can balance each other out like that. Whereas he would literally just be in bro land for the rest of his life at all times. And she would just be in chaos, drama, tornado land.
Absolutely. And for the record, his North Node, Venus, and Jupiter are all in Scorpio, with her moon. So she actually is like stretching him into his purpose, which is to care, and it is to go deeper, and it is to do that like deeper psychic work. He wants to stay fucking like Taurus comfy cozy. He wants to, he's a man. So having his Lilith on the South node, he wants to like repress the feminine, whatever. He just wants to be like, we're good, right? And actually he's meant to like care more, go deeper, give of himself to actually bond. And the other interesting thing, though, side note, because now in the sky, we currently have Venus in Scorpio. And something that I don't, what I'm noticing on my calls, and it came up at the Moonual, what I don't think people realize about a Venus in Scorpio is that despite popular opinion, which is that this must be a Venus that is just like really into sex and like really into like, you know, like lovemaking and deep bonding, actually, you know, the trip into Scorpio post Libra is actually like the beginning of the descent into the winter, into the underworld. Venus in Scorpio energy actually gets off a little bit on like withholding, not having, fasting, pain. He, especially if he is actually a moon in Aquarius, this is a man who does need a lot of space. Scorpio moons aren't as clingy as you would think. They actually need to like long for and miss and almost like feel without in order to like indulge.
Yeah. And they probably like, they may generally have like some secrets. So a little bit of space too, like can kind of help them protect that. And then they're like, okay, I have my little, you know, secret pile of things that I don't want anyone to find. So this person's not going to go digging.
100%.
They're an Aquarius moon.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I think we could probably just about wrap it up. I mean, this was just like,
It was a fire. I mean, how funny that we have a lightning round app for 8 hours of television.
It's kind of like an object of motion stays in motion. Like if you have a lot, if you have a lot going on, you get it all done. If you have one thing to do that day, you just cannot manage. Like, and that's what it is. We had so much to talk about that we just bing, bang, boom, banged it out.
I really feel like they have made it easy. They've triangulated on the beach and they have triangulated on the pod.
Amen, sister.
Oh, the last thing I want to say while we have a few minutes, they did do a funny thing at the beginning where they were naming who everyone on the beach, like if it was like Paradise High School, right? And so it was Rodney's like class president, Wells is the principal, Jesse's the coach, Rodney's the, or, oh, two things. First of all,
Andrew's
like,
the job.
Drew. Oh, Drew. I was like, who's Drew? Okay, Andrew. Right. And he would be the high school jock that went to like, you know, yeah, in high school, he was the jock. And that's why he didn't actually end up in the NFL. He ended up in the NA, the AFL, the Austrian.
Yeah.
Whatever. The Vienna, VFL, Vienna Football League. But they didn't name everybody though. Like they said, like Shanae would be like the hop on cheerleader. Like, so I just wanted to ask like real quick, like, who would Genevieve be if this was the high school yearbook of beach? Would she be like drama club?
I guess so. Yeah.
You know what she would be though? I feel like she would actually be like the Italian girl that like her dad got her a Mercedes before she even had her license.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a category other than in North Jersey. So I don't know.
It is in North Jersey. I'm pretty sure we named one of those in my yearbook.
Specific, yeah, and a little bit specific, but okay. And then, and who else like is like an obvious like I just feel like Victoria is obviously prom queen, except no, I guess like Serene and Brandon are like prom king and queen.
Oh yeah,
Victoria, I think,
or maybe, class couple,
right? Like, but Victoria definitely is like most popular. Like, she definitely is like,
yeah,
just like objectively. Eliza could have been, but she's a freshman. Victoria's a senior.
She's a freshman. Yeah, she'll get there.
Is there anyone that like? I guess I feel like Jacob, class clown.
Yeah.
And who
Jill else would be gunning for that too? She was still on.
Jill will be gunning for it. And she would get like honorable mention and say like, don't even put me in.
Yeah. I mean, like run around and cry. Like, it's not like class clownish or funny at all.
Right. And then I sort of think maybe like, who are we missing? I feel like, wait, I had one in my mind. Oh, Aaron. What would Aaron be?
Oh, Johnny could be best eyes.
Johnny's best eyes or best like facial expressions.
And Victoria too, probably.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, Johnny, right. Johnny. Oh no, I know. Johnny's like rebel with a heart.
Maybe.
I feel like I see him in the back of the school smoking cigarettes and like
Like a Spicoli?
Yeah.
The guy's name?
Yeah. I think he's sort of a Spicoli. And, you know, and Alex is obviously most likely to be successful, LOL.
Yeah.
I mean, are we interested in Alex's chart, I guess, is the question?
Next week.
Okay.
I gotta go to sleep.
I love it. Everybody, leave a review specifically for Casey and get up with the lingo. And otherwise, we'll see you back on the beach next week after 4 more hours of mind-numbing still motion television.
We love you.
We love you. Stay trashy.
Yeah.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.